I don't think we're gonna go to the botanical gardens.
Wow, so this is an abduction then.
I am a single woman driving way out of town to meet a guy I don't know very well.
Hello, Schitt's Creek fans. Welcome to another episode of Schitt's and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through it chronologically, of course. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
Good.
Great.
I feel like I should be dressed fancier for the occasion.
Well, how many thousands of dollars would you be willing to spend on a dress to sit
in a closet,
where nobody can see you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Although if that was the case, we would take a picture and put it on our Instagram.
Okay.
Rather than just pictures of the Schitt's Creek cast. And one of our closet, if you dig around, you can find that you're interested. But yeah, so we are here talking about the fourth episode of season 5, The Dress. The original air date was January 29th of 2019, and this is our second episode in a row of the directing and writing tandem of Jordan Canning and Rupinder Gill. Hmm. So, again, two episodes in a row, two ladies taking charge of everything we're about to see. And again, not to ruin my thoughts, they're doing a pretty bang-up job here.
Okay.
They should just let them, I think, do the remainder of this season.
Okay.
Probably season 6.
Oh.
And I know that's not the case, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. if we were watching this in real time, that might be my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, no. I like this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just get into it. Do we have...
This is weird. We're kind of getting into it a little too fast.
We normally...
Normally there's more banter in the beginning. We don't have any banter to offer.
Maybe that's for the best.
Oh, okay.
The one bit of banter I think that we should bring up... We do like to talk about when people leave us nice reviews.
Oh.
And
then there's other people.
I found this both like, I don't know if it's polite and bizarre, like all at the same time. Because normally I listen to podcasts a lot, all the time, more than you do.
Yeah.
And if I don't like a show, I normally don't leave
just
a
move
bad
on.
Review.
Yeah.
I do kind of move on. And also, like, I get it. If people come in with some sort of expectations and they're not met, I totally understand why somebody might give us a 1-star review or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And that's fine. Like, you know, we're not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and we get that, and we're fine with that.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel kind of like, yeah, I'm more of the camp of, like, if I'm not into something... Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to find something else I'm into and just kind of like move on. But not everybody's like that. You know, some people like to share their thoughts.
Yes.
Which is fine.
And I also don't want this to be like us complaining.
Right.
Or even calling somebody out. I just found it so bizarre for someone to go into, was it our Facebook?
I think, yeah.
And just to write, because it wasn't even mean. It was just.
No.
It was just a.
Very matter of fact.
I just love the idea that they put their thought process out there, which is, I was very excited to listen.
I had really high hopes, I think it said.
And now I'm disappointed.
And then I was disappointed. Okay, we're not for you. That's okay.
No, that's fine. And again, I'm not upset, and I don't want to like...
It was just very funny. It wasn't you know, it's just a funny way to share, like, I had really high hopes, and you totally let me down.
Right, yes. Because I've gotten bad reviews for things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, I want to say, because I did hear from two people who were very confused that I put my other podcast on our thing. And I do feel bad that I kind of did that without
having... Oh, look at you just shoving it down people's throats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, this Schitt's Creek thing can't last forever.
Oh, okay.
We have a season and a half left.
Okay.
But I have that other thing that will never end.
Oh, yeah.
Until my co-host gives up. Because I'll just keep doing it.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't even put in, like, an introduction. Like, what you're about to hear is not Schitt's Creek. And two people reached out and were like, I was very confused. I didn't know what I was listening to.
That makes
sense.
So
if I do that again, I
just
will
stop listening to us all around.
Right. Yes. If you don't hear Carla, just move on. Just skip that episode. It's not for you. But anyway, yeah, I didn't want to like be mean to that person. I just found that to be, I don't know, an interesting response.
Yeah.
Like, because she could have, I don't remember.
I don't know.
Certainly could have put it into an iTunes review or wherever they get the show.
Right.
And I probably would have seen it. It's right. Almost like saying...
You like sought us out on Facebook, found the page. And maybe they were following the page for a while and then chose to listen. So then that was just naturally a good place to leave feedback. And we do say, please leave us feedback.
No. Yes.
So that's what this person did. They left us feedback.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. Please leave us feedback, positive or negative. I don't want this to scare away anyone.
Well, right.
It was like,
no.
Oh,
and again,
I was going to be mean, but now I won't. No, be mean. It's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't hurt our feelings.
No.
We don't know you.
I'm going to sit in my closet and do this regardless.
Right. Yeah. If you don't want to listen, you know, you can tell us you're not going to listen again and, you know, you're lost and...
Oh my God. Anyway, it sounds like we're being defensive again.
Yeah,
I don't want that to be what this show becomes.
No.
So
should we just start over?
Maybe I'll delete all of this.
It's a good thing we added in this banter.
Right. Yes. Maybe we shouldn't do banter anymore. All right. So let's get into it. And we open in the motel in the parents' room.
Yes.
And Johnny is
like,
Lori's
all cozied up in her jammies.
Yep. She's cozied up. Johnny's trying to take, I guess, a morning shower that then becomes a bath for certain reasons. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, yeah.
And it's worth noting that Moira is reading an issue of M'lady magazine.
Yes, from July 1987.
Which has been brought up before because it was the first episode of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talked about before. I'm not sure
if
that was the first time this was brought up, but...
I think it was.
It was the same magazine that the quiz appeared in.
Right.
The How Electric?
Yeah,
How
is your
hot
relationship.
Is your, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess this has been floating around this motel?
Oh, I don't know. Even yeah, because she's like, where do you find these things? Maybe it's been around since 1987.
I don't... Like, I guess so. I kind of thought maybe Johnny was like going to the local library. Are you allowed? I guess you can't just steal magazines from a library.
I don't think so.
And plus, I don't think they have magazines from 87 lying around.
I don't think that either.
All right. But anyway, this is all to say that Johnny's a little bit upset because there's no warm water.
Yes.
And this is where Moira goes through her routine.
Oh, her routine. Yeah.
Quite the routine.
Mm-hmm.
So is she saying that it takes 5 to 10 minutes for the water to warm up?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't write down her whole routine.
I didn't either, but I did make note of the fact that she says she just lets it run for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Our kids do that. I feel like sometimes they do that. They turn it on and they're wandering and we're thinking they're already in the shower. And then I'm like, why are you still here?
You turn around and they're just standing there
right.
And you hear water running.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, they follow that Moira philosophy of let their water run a good long time.
I know. But we find out later that there is something, I guess, wrong with the hot water heater.
Well, and Johnny's super worried about the water bill being through the roof.
Yes, exactly. So all of this kerfuffle...
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Is interrupted because Alexis comes in with a big delivery.
Oh, yes.
A gigantic box.
Yep. From Harrods of London.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's super excited because she was like, if I deliver this, do I get to keep it?
Right.
Basically. Yes. But we do discover that it is a lovely red carpet gown for Moira. For the Crows premiere, which is happening ideally sometime this year.
Right. And Johnny is at first very excited.
Yeah.
Maybe this puts his hot water fears at rest because he's like, this is great. I didn't even know they were going to have a premiere.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe they got you this dress. Mm-hmm. Turns out not to be the case.
No. No. But she did shop off the rack.
Well, she did discover something called a promo code.
Right. Yes.
Which, again, yeah. This family and technology, we'll talk about it again later this episode. Mm-hmm. It does not mix.
Yeah. Yeah. So the dress was $3,700. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, in the past, that was a small amount because normally she would have custom made designs and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, she was shopping off the rack for this one.
No, that's like.
Phew, excuse me for sneezing.
That's like nothing compared to what they used to do and what they used to spend.
Yeah.
And certainly what would be purchased for an important event like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where, and I know we just started.
Well, she was amazed that it even made it through customs, she said.
Right. Okay. Right? That's what I was going to bring up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which Alexis had a great response that she had taken a mini horse and three guinea pigs as service animals through customs, so anything is really possible.
I would like to know if this was on four separate occasions or if it was one time that she's like, all of these are my service animals.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love guinea pigs enough to make them, even to pretend that they're a service animal for me.
No.
No.
A mini horse, though?
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be so adorable.
Oh,
could you imagine getting on a plane and seeing a tiny horse, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Either sitting in a seat or standing in the aisle.
Well, it's like when you go anywhere and somebody has a dog, you know, like in a store.
I'm constantly amazed that people just bring their dogs.
I was shopping today and there was a dog in there.
I'm not saying I'm against it.
Our daughter was super excited about it. And yeah, there was just a dog in TJ Maxx.
I have no issue with it. Service animal or not, you know what a big fan of dogs I am.
Oh, you wave to them.
I do wave to dogs.
Yes.
As though they are going to wave back. Yeah. I do not acknowledge their owners, though. But I'm just always surprised that's a thing that I'm happy I was able to witness in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird thing
and
to
maybe
say.
Because we have a dog that we would never even think of taking into a store with
insane.
Us. And,
no.
You know, there's probably a little element of jealousy there when we see somebody with.
Yeah.
You know, like a well-behaved dog in a store that's not specifically designated as a service animal.
Right. Yes, exactly.
You know, unlike, you know, as Alexis's guinea pigs and mini horses, I guess, were.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
How could a guinea pig be a service animal? That's just fun to think about.
No. Yes, because I love
how she. Like, did she have it
she
on a little leash?
She does say service
animal. Did it wear a halter?
Right. Because she could have easily said emotional support or something.
Right.
But just the fact that it is a service animal.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's fun.
I completely love that.
Yeah.
Whole thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the while, what I thought was funny about this is while this whole conversation is happening about this dress, Johnny's trying to boil bath water now. He's in the background trying to heat water now to take a bath because the shower isn't warm enough.
Right. Yeah.
So let's go to, and I think you forgot this episode because the moment we switched scenes.
I was not thinking. I did kind of forget.
You let out like an audible yay.
Right. Oh, yeah. But then it made sense when I was thinking like, oh, yeah, Amir. Okay. Yeah. Totally made sense. But I had just kind of like not, it had not clicked to me when I saw the dress. I was envisioning everything with the dress.
Yeah.
I was not thinking about, the scene where they're in the car on their way to Elm Valley.
Definitely.
David and his licorice.
Yes.
Cherry air freshener, cherry blossom air freshener and everything.
Not cherry blossom. Those are just cherries.
Just little cherries.
But yes.
Okay.
We've talked about it before, how sometimes the B and occasionally C storylines or things that we don't remember with the name there.
Yeah.
And Amir sticks around for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, at least a handful of episodes is what I mean. So, yeah, it could have been this one. It could have been the next one or something like that. But, yeah, this is super fun.
Uh-huh.
So I think we should probably talk about it.
You've
started describing Stevie's car, and I like the fact that we're spending... I know we've kind of been in Stevie's car before because she drove him to the Blouse Barn.
Right. And one time, like, Moira and Johnny had it.
Right,
and
yes.
Moira was like, is your car also your home?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, this seems lived in, I guess, the way that Moira was kind of describing.
Oh, I didn't think it seemed. It just seemed. No, you couldn't really see anything.
I just mean it feels like this is not just a generic car with the air freshener.
Okay.
And just there's some junk on the dash.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this feels like a. Like it feels like a Stevie Mobile. Yeah. So
Stevie Mobile.
Yeah. So all right. I enjoyed that. Yeah. That there's a little bit more thought and attention given to. I don't know, set design, I guess you would still refer to it even if it's a car.
Yeah, no, but yeah, David has his like red licorice that he's chowing down on the ride, and he's super excited going. They're going to go to this hotel. They're going to see the cherry blossoms at the Botanical Gardens in Elm Valley. And then he kind of finds out that this was all a big ploy by Stevie.
Yes.
Because it just so happens that it might be a crazy coincidence that Amir is going to be at the same hotel that they are at.
So let me ask you a few questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever been alluded to that David is a big fan of like botanical garden stuff at all?
I don't know. He goes to Coachella every year.
No, but that's not a.
But wasn't he at one with nature because of that?
Oh, okay. All right. No, so that's a good
there's
point.
A little
okay.
nature reference. Right. No, not that Coachella's really, I don't know.
No, I know, but he does reference nature. No, I just think it's fun that Stevie knows enough about David to be like, okay, this is the, this is how I'm going to get him.
I'm thinking of like Rose Apothecary, and it's sort of like a natural, like.
Right. No.
Yeah. Like, and maybe that has spurred his interest too, because they were looking for all these farms to be able to source products from. And
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's
that's fair. I just
fun little adventure for
them. It's one of those things I like that makes them feel more together.
Connected.
Yeah. Connected and make them feel like they know one another well enough for her to be like, okay, there are plenty of hotels and places where I could.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like trick him into going, but this is the one thing that gets him on board because he really is so excited to go there.
Oh yeah,
and to see this, yes,
yep.
And but it is all that so that she can meet Amir,
right? And she kind of,
she lets him know that that's what's happening.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, but kind of like, oh, but we're just gonna go and everything. Yeah. Like she kind of alludes to it, but she doesn't really want to. You know, she still wants him to think like, oh, we'll still go to that and everything else. Yeah. And
also, I think it's really nice, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, that is the reason she's bringing David because she doesn't know this guy all that well, and she doesn't want...
She kind of alludes to that.
To the fact that, like, I could go missing.
Like, I'm a single woman going to meet some guy I don't really know that well. I mean, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. Guess, it's a good message for single women out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
To find your friend and go to the botanical gardens. Lie to them.
Oh, no,
definitely. Get them to come with you.
Yeah, right. Because nobody wants to be a third wheel or a chaperone. So please lie to your friends. Well, right. But get them near where all this is happening. Yes.
Yeah. But of course, this is, you know, where that favorite David line pops up, that he's just going to go, you know, that he's going to end up at the Botanical Gardens by himself, admiring the cherry blossoms all alone, like some sort of pervert.
I always find it so much fun when people take selfies in front of cherry blossoms and refer to themselves as perverts online. I really find that so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, you know, I got you your own room. Because he's like, well, what am I going to do? Like, stay with you? Am I some sort, like you said, some sort of third wheel or whatever? And she said, no, I got you your own room. And he's like, well, that you have my own room. That really seems premeditated. And then he tells Sister that he hopes there's cherry blossoms in prison.
Right. Yeah. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's just a great interaction between these two. And we know we're like off to the races. Mm-hmm. We know we're in a David and Stevie episode.
Yes, which is always fun.
That always That's just always makes me feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I so avoided trying to say in this episode, because, and I guess I can't avoid it anymore because I brought it up, Patrick's not around. That's so bad to say. I hate saying that. I hate, like, And I didn't want it to be like the reason I like this, but mm-hmm. by the end of this episode, I was like, that was so much fun. Uh-huh. And I really haven't been, I know I've been having fun, as mm-hmm. as you do with any episode.
Yeah.
And immediately I thought of Patrick, and I shouldn't have thought
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I feel like we always enjoy those David Stevie connections and those moments
it's,
and everything.
It's way more that than anything yeah. else, but
yeah.
I had to bring that.
Well, yeah. And I always, that's another thing that I always kind of enjoy seeing when people do comment and they'll say like, you were too hard on Patrick in this episode, sure. or you weren't yeah. hard enough on Patrick in this episode, you know, like about certain things yeah. like the robbery. And, you know, there's definitely other. And did he lead David on about the apartment yes. and everything, yeah. you know? But I do. I always kind of enjoy seeing everybody's side from that, because I really mm-hmm. thought we were very much in the minority with our feelings about yeah, David and Patrick yeah. and kind of how we feel about Patrick sometimes. But, you know, there were certainly other people who are noticing some yes. of the same things as us.
And this is
so
something I feel
I always
like,
appreciate yeah. everybody, you know, both sides
definitely.
Of thinking for
and
that.
I feel like this is something we talk about a lot, so I don't want to talk so much
fine.
About it on every... No, no, yeah. I'm just...
Fine,
no, the,
here
the
we
only
go.
Thing I was going to say is I'm...
Maybe that's why somebody didn't like our episode.
Well, right. I do assume they start with episode one. They were like, this is horrible.
Well, episode one probably yeah. was horrible. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Back to season five, episode four.
I'm just
four.
Saying, I'm always surprised, and everybody has their feelings and everything, when people mm-hmm. say things like, I didn't like Alexis for a long time,
uh-huh.
or
oh, yeah.
and stuff like that. So yeah. I totally
I always it. Appreciate, like, you know, anything that yeah. anybody offers. Like, it's always nice to just see a new perspective, mm-hmm. so...
But
speaking of Alexis,
hey, we haven't seen her since she brought in a giant box.
Right.
So now.
Yeah. And told us about her support animals.
She's going
service,
to.
Whatever.
Wait, this episode is hitting all the buttons.
I know.
For
we
me.
Haven't been to the vet clinic
we're
in a
back
little
at
while.
The vet, and yeah. I always miss the vet. There's yeah. a great behind the scenes Instagram or something like that mm-hmm. of she and Ted. I'm going to call them by their character names. Uh-huh. And you can see the vet. Set mm-hmm. in the background. And yeah. I just love, you see the top of the walls and you uh-huh. see the lights and everything.
Oh, that's
and it's
neat.
It's so neat
yeah.
to see just how small it is. And
okay.
how it sees, like, honestly, like two blue walls
right.
that are just
yeah.
kind of pushed together.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
So yeah, Alexis goes in mm-hmm. to meet Ted
yep.
to talk to him.
Yeah, she gets a little bit of a frosty reception from the receptionist.
Yes. The new receptionist,
yeah.
I guess this is who took her job, because
yeah.
we've been wondering about it, but
well,
I don't
remember,
think the name's
she,
ever been brought
yeah.
up, or has it? Do you know?
I don't oh, okay. I don't recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we do know the name, and it's Shannon.
It's Shannon. Yeah. So let's talk about Shannon.
Yes.
I was very worried about Shannon's name.
Uh-huh.
It's a last name that, honestly, you should pronounce it the way it looks,
mm-hmm.
but I was positive that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I reached
well,
out to...
Well, and we have been wrong on names before.
Oh, no.
And,
yes.
you know, so...
No.
And that's, you know, names are important. You want to make sure you're
yeah.
hitting names as correctly as you
right.
can.
So I reached out to this actress on Instagram just mm-hmm. asking how she pronounced her name. And I assumed maybe...
She'd
I mean,
give you like a phonetic
all,
spelling
phonetic
or something.
Or
right.
wouldn't even respond,
yeah.
which I totally understand. But she did, and she left us a little voice message. So I will let her pronounce her name right now.
I love it.
It's Tara Joshi.
So she is a Canadian actress who has appeared in shows... that we talk about all the time.
Oh, our faves.
Like Hemlock Grove,
mm-hmm.
Warehouse 13, and Saving Hope.
Mm-hmm.
She's also had larger roles in a series called Baxter and was the title character in a show called V. Morgan Is Dead.
Oh.
Since her appearance in Schitt's Creek, she's done a string of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Aw, how fun.
You ready for these titles?
Yep.
Loving Christmas, Nostalgic Christmas.
Oh.
Grounded for Christmas, Heart for the Holidays, and my personal favorite, I don't think it's a Christmas movie, it's called As Gouda As It Gets.
Oh, that's great.
And it's about a woman
aww.
Who opens a cheese shop or something
oh, okay.
and falls in love with some dude. And she always seems to, not that I've seen these, but I'm just looking through mm-hmm. synopsis, she always seems to play like the quirky best friend
oh, okay.
or like the rival love interest and
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
And I am thankful to her.
I know. That was very kind that she got...
And also Siobhan, the waitress from that one for like
uh-huh.
reaching out.
Yeah.
And,
no, that's you know. Always nice.
Yeah. So like you said, she does give her a, you referred to it as a frosty.
Frosty reception.
Yes.
Frosty greeting.
Right. Yeah. But this meeting, Alexis showing up is, she brings Ted coffee, but.
The wrong kind.
Wrong kind.
Because, yeah, he's like, oh, is it decaf? And she's like, it's not decaf, so I will not leave this with
I
you.
I do think it's fun how she takes it out of his hand right after giving it to him.
Who drinks decaf coffee?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess some people do, but.
Some people do. Most people that are in their 20s.
I don't think they're in their 20s.
Their early 30s do not.
Late 20s, early 30s. Okay.
It's kind of a rarity.
Yeah. But it's Ted.
But if Ted's just doing it for like the antioxidant health benefits or something of coffee, I think that's still in decaf. So.
Yeah. All right.
But I like how she's very concerned about.
Oh, the why Shannon, she, yes, yeah, the yeah. fact that she was not, more polite to her as she came in.
But I do find it funny the way she says that most people are a fan. So when they're not, it's kind of on them. She seems to think that Shannon must have some sort of issue.
Right.
Not related to Alexis. Like, I think that's just a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. It's her problem, and I need to figure it out and maybe help her through this.
Yeah.
And Ted sort of confesses that he and Shannon had a little thing.
They kind of hooked up at one point when he and Alexis had been separated, had been broken up.
Right.
He and Shannon had a little, like, one night fling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. They did go to vet school together too, which
yeah,
I
so
thought
they
was
had a little bit of history.
Interesting that she appears to just be working the desk. Like, what a shame that she isn't running her own practice or something like that.
Or like coming in as the second
a vet tech.
Or the second vet if she, you know, like
yeah,
an
I
additional
mean, although that
veterinarian.
Being said, I think that was what he kind of needed Alexis for, but she was just wildly unqualified for that. So, All right. So maybe this is good for her.
Yeah.
I do like how, upon hearing this, Alexis does refer to him as a smooch monster.
Oh, yeah. She has a lot of funny little endearing terms for him.
It's very
in this one.
Playful, and you can tell that Ted's kind of offended by this. Like, the big thing is that he wants her to think that, I guess, other women find him desirable.
Or that he
doesn't need her. Or, he has a past and it's not just Alexis and Ted, I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that sort of, we leave that where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now we go
to the motel.
Yeah,
yep.
To the motel.
Johnny's washing windows.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I know. I kind of like Johnny just like working around the motel, taking jobs away from Roland.
Well, I don't know. Roland doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Roland's just taking smoke breaks.
Yes.
That he doesn't smoke during.
That's his big thing.
Yes.
And that's always a joke. Like, I remember working in an office where people were like, how come all those smokers get to take smoke breaks? I don't take a smoke break. I should just go outside and, okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I've never worked in an environment where that's even a possibility or option.
No, elementary school teachers can't just wander outside.
Nope.
All right.
Yeah.
So Roland is, I guess Johnny has brought up this whole issue with the hot water heater.
Right.
To Roland,
yeah. They've
because
had
Roland's
conversations.
On the case.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a friend who can get him a hot water heater.
Terry.
Okay, Terry can get him a hot water heater.
$4,200.
Mm-hmm.
$5,500 if he'd like it installed also.
Hey, cheaper than that $3,700 dress. So
cheaper? No, it's not. It's more.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh,
no. Do the math.
Okay. All right. Slightly more expensive than that dress. But then he's going to charge him money to then install it.
Right.
So it's a whole big issue. And even in all this, we start to get a sense because Moira kind of interrupts.
Well, yeah. And yeah, she says that there's a scent of honeysuckle in the air. But then the room is too moist.
She needs a dehumidifier.
Right.
Because that's not good for this dress or I'm assuming the wigs. I'm surprised she doesn't bring up.
Yeah.
This would cause them to frizz or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that would be.
Humidity does to hair, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, like, the main thing is Moira is sort of, I'm going to say, backsliding sort of into her old
habits. And Roland is sort of like, you know, kind of saying to Johnny, like, oh, you have all this money for everything else, you know, Mr. Moneybags. And, you know, why can't you do this hot water heater and everything else? And
yeah, it's certainly an issue. Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's go back to the hotel.
Yes.
The other hotel, not the motel.
The Elm Valley Hotel.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It looks a little nicer.
It looks very nice.
In the waiting room there.
Yeah, it's like a Holiday Inn. Right.
They're literally
sitting there in the bar area.
I don't know because he makes the reference to the bar, but sort of turns around every time.
So like the lobby area.
Yeah. And I did not realize until now, and I think it was just last episode, David hasn't seen Amir. I had no idea.
Yeah, he didn't have any. I kind of forgot about that.
Because he keeps saying, Is that him?
Is that him? Yeah. Yeah. And kind of like, he looks like your type. Is that him?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And I do like the fact that Steve is like, I will let you know when I see him. Like, right. I'm the one that knows what he looks like.
Yeah.
But he does make reference to her type is sort of hard to pin down or something like that.
Yeah.
Where he can't, you know, just by looking at someone, can't figure out if they're a Stevie type.
Yeah. But they've been waiting for him for 2 hours.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a very long time.
Yeah.
To not hear anything.
That's some strikes against a mirror.
Yes. And I know we said we're not going to get too into a mirror.
It's hard not to.
Too far ahead. But strikes, I'm saying these are red flags.
Mm-hmm.
These are like, I have a family flags against Amir. You know what I mean? Like, if you're this late without calling.
Right.
And even the excuse.
The excuse is dumb.
That's a weird excuse.
Yeah.
Like, because even in the moment, and I know we're getting a little bit ahead.
Right.
You would think, all right, if you have my phone, which also is very strange. It's a strange thing to do. But also, oh, before I give this to you, let me make a call real quick.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not think of that? You're on your way to this place for a specific purpose. I don't care how distracted you might get with an accident.
Yeah.
I guess we're just ruining it now. Whatever, it's an episode.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
It just seems very bizarre to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we can
hate on him
later. 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours.
That's
a long
really
time.
Crazy. Yeah.
Right.
So they really come to the conclusion that he's not showing.
Right. Yeah.
That Stevie has sort of been stood up.
Yeah.
And they've also missed their botanical garden tour.
Yeah, because they kind of realize and look at the clock, and she's like, I'm really sorry, David. Yeah, because he's kind of like, why don't we just drop our bags? We can go to the gardens.
Yes.
We can come home and sleep everything off.
Right.
Then we can go home. And that's when Stevie kind of looks at her watch and realizes that they missed their scheduled time or whatever.
And it's so nice of David to sort of, I understand that there's some selfishness involved because he may or may not really enjoy karaoke. But just the fact that he sort of understands how rough this is for her.
Well, he kind of says he's been there, basically. Yeah. Like, I've been in this situation before.
Yes. They have driven who knows how far.
It's only Elm Valley. We've been to Elm everywhere. Elm before, Wobbly Elm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that far.
It's
but it's not like they walked there.
Right.
Like, it's next to the cafe.
No.
So of course.
And it would be a pretty depressing drive home.
Yeah.
So his thought of just like, hey, I saw they have a karaoke machine in this bar. Let's go in, have a few drinks. It'll be great.
Yeah, polar bear shots.
What is that? Do you know what that is?
Oh, I meant to look it up and I didn't.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There was
and Mariah.
Because
this is kind of the he's mentioned Mariah before.
Yeah, he's mentioned before.
So,
but this really
this is like dedication to Mariah, 100%.
Can I think I forgot to even tell you this.
Oh, wow.
We talked about listeners reaching out.
Oh, the kiffle about
the
food?
That was nice. Yes.
Yeah, people were awesome about that.
But there was a listener who, I don't know if sent a message through Instagram or Facebook. I can't remember. I got it. I don't think you did. And she posted, boop, 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 I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different posts throughout, I guess, a day or two. And oh, I guess okay. I wasn't checking. Uh-huh. But it was all answers to questions we had. Like when Moira and Roland were talking about that artist, she's like, I looked up the artist. Here's a few images. Blah, 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 blah.
Maybe we could hire that person on just to do research. It was that so we great. Forget to do.
And I felt so bad because I responded by saying, like, wow, you really wrote a lot. Give me some time to, like, go through this and respond. And she said, I had surgery. I was on a lot of medication. And she's like, your podcast was just speaking to me, and I was just answering. And I thought it was so sweet. It was so nice. And she was putting in all that effort for us.
Well, best wishes and warmest regards to her. And get well soon.
It was really nice.
Yeah, how sweet is that? Aww, I hope her recovery went well.
Mm-hmm. And if you could let us know what polar bear shots are, that would be great.
Okay. I did a real-time research.
Love it.
A polar bear. Now, here it's listed as a cocktail, but there's a little shot glass picture as well.
Okay.
It says, After Eight or Peppermint Patty is a mint chocolate cocktail that tastes like a York peppermint patty or an After Eight wafer. I don't even know what an After Eight is, but I guess it's like a peppermint patty.
Sure.
Usually made from creme de cacao and peppermint schnapps, although creme de menthe is a popular substitute. So, yeah, shaken with peppermint schnapps and creme de cacao with crushed ice, served in a shot glass, garnished with a mint leaf. It sounds delicious.
That does not sound like something I'd be into.
It doesn't sound like something you'd be into. I think I would enjoy it. It's like chocolate mint, which you don't care for.
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
My dad loves peppermint patties. You and my dad should go out and get some polar bear shots.
Maybe we will. We'll get together and report back to all of you. We'll have him on as a special guest.
If you could get my dad to sing karaoke...
Mariah Carey, I don't know that that would ever happen, but I'll do my best. I'll do my best, David.
He might sing some Kenny Rogers. If you can get enough
polar bear shots
in him and put on some old Kenny Rogers from the 70s and 80s, I think you might be able to do that.
There we go. Okay. So it'll be polar bear shots, karaoke, and Kenny.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So now let's go back to the vet's office because Alexis is trying to make nice with Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And
she kind of says a connection. She's like, oh, I can see why this might be awkward. Ted told me about the two of you and how, you know, like he sort of ended things, shall we say, with her. He was the dumper.
Yeah.
In a way. I know it's
for comedic purposes or conflict or something. Mm-hmm. I think that's a strange thing to say to somebody. Like, oh sorry, you got dumped. Like,
right.
She could have stopped with...
Or kind of ghosted or whatever.
I understand that maybe you guys had a thing or something like that. I don't think you need to go into the fact that Ted told you how it ended.
Right. Which, of course, then to that, Shannon immediately kind of perks up and there's an immediate connection between the two of them, to which she, of course... you know, kind of like felt like, oh, actually, it was the other way around.
Right.
Maybe Alexis didn't say that. And Shannon.
She did.
Did she?
Okay. Alexis did say
okay. Because I was trying to think, like, wait, was it just Shannon that said, like, oh, yeah, I didn't call him back and I felt bad and everything. Yes. But yeah, so they, Ted kind of showed up. Yeah,
Ted just walked in. Right. In the middle of this.
Right. So then there's almost like a little bit of an I don't want to call it an argument, but kind of back and forth.
It becomes a very weird, like, well, I didn't call you, so I figured that was the end of it. And then we saw each other
at some...
And we didn't talk, so I thought you got the idea. And she's like, well, no, I didn't call you, so blah, blah, blah. It's... What I like about this is that the whole idea that Shannon... did not like Alexis or was frosty to her doesn't matter anymore. It's almost like, I guess she might have just been having a bad day.
Maybe. They immediately kind of made a connection.
Her whole attitude has completely changed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It's not like she has an issue with Alexis at all. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a totally different thing.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh, this also ends with, I think it's pretty funny how Alexis is almost like, pulling Ted away and being like, no, I'm going to take Shannon's side or I'm going to believe Shannon's side of the story. Yeah. That's it. Let's just go and leave it at that. So it's nice. Shannon gets the win here.
Yeah.
So now let's go to Johnny trying to fix and replace a hot water heater
by like watching a YouTube video or something, watching an online video.
He yells at his phone. He doesn't know why he can't pause the video. Like, I don't think he understands how YouTube works, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
It didn't even look, though, like, it looked like a really old, did it look like a really old video to you? I thought, I don't know, maybe yeah, it was just the style. I don't know. The video itself, to me, I thought looked like it was super old looking.
Well, hey, let's get into the video because.
Please do.
We got to talk about our hot, are you ready for this
yes.
Character name?
Oh, I can't wait.
Hot water heater repair video guy.
Wow. And there's times they can't even give somebody a name.
No, it's like waitress or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They give this guy
wow.
all the names.
Oh, right.
The actor is Robert B. Kennedy.
Okay.
His first IMDb credit is in 1991 mm-hmm. with the series Rin Tin Tin Canine Cop.
Oh, okay.
He did a lot of movie, like, TV shows based on movies.
Okay.
He did FX, the series, Total Recall, the series, The Firm, the series, Ransom, the series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's also been in Lost Girl, Murdoch Mysteries, Warehouse 13, Alphas, The Strain, Designated Survivor, and Digstown. And has also appeared in very big movies like Boondock Saints, Suicide Squad, and Oscar winner Spotlight. So
okay.
this guy sure, he does
And he knows how to
lot.
Fix hot water heaters.
Right. Yeah. He knows how to pretend that he's doing a YouTube video. And this is when Roland brings up smoke breaks.
Yes. Yeah. We were a little premature because
he comes
in
and he's like, I don't know.
What's your policy on smoke breaks?
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, Johnny's like, you don't even smoke. And he said, well, I shouldn't be penalized because I don't. It's kind of exactly what you were talking about.
I just find it funny that Johnny, the first step of this video is to turn off the power, and he doesn't know what that means.
Right.
Like, yeah. that's why he's trying to pause the video.
To and figure out.
Yeah. Even the guy, hot water repair man video, whatever, he's even like, go to the breaker box, and Johnny's like, I can't even get to it. It doesn't seem like he knows a whole lot about his building here.
I don't think so.
So, we're kind of, I don't know. Are we done with Johnny trying to repair that thing? Because not much happens.
No,
at this
it was
point.
Kind of
still,
a short scene.
Yeah, it's still just him trying to figure this out.
Right.
Trying
right.
to work around money problems or trying to cut costs here and there.
Yes.
Let's go to start singing.
Yes. Back at the hotel. Karaoke.
Yep.
Ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
They're drinking. There's going to be more Mariah.
Yep.
The first three songs were only a warm up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, David's, like, getting ready to organize and think a little bit about what's going to happen.
Right.
And as he sort of steps away for a moment, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He goes to check, I don't know, their Mariah Carey catalog, perhaps?
I'm not really sure
what he's doing. But, but wait, hold on. Because we hear somebody singing in the background and this person gets credited.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. As first karaoke singer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christina Whitfield, she's an actress and second unit director, but it's really weird. Like, I saw that
but
she
this
was.
This is not Tammy, so this
no,
is,
this is not
this
Tammy.
Is somebody different. Okay.
Yes. She's in a TV movie with a great, like, a very on the nose title. The title is The Psycho She Met Online, which sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But I find it weird because she doesn't have a whole lot of credits and she is a director, but she has nothing to do with this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of thought maybe she was like an assistant director or something, and she could just sing. No, this is just, I guess they hired her to sing and not even be on camera, which I found interesting.
Yeah, all right.
So, but yes, David, I did write my notes. He goes to check on more Mariah because the first three songs
were warm up.
Just a
right.
warm up.
Yeah, I said
oh,
that.
Did you say
yes,
that? I'm
the
sorry.
First three
okay.
songs were just a warm up. They want more Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And as he steps away, Amir arrives.
Right.
And explains his stupid lie of an excuse.
Stupid lie.
That a student driver rear-ended him and the mother was there and all kinds of stuff was happening.
All of this sounds totally believable.
And they exchanged phones to be able to exchange contact information, which when do you ever do that? Like, whenever you've gotten someone's contact information, it's always like, here's my number, send me a text, then I'll have your number.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, I would never hand somebody my phone and be like, here, you give me your contact information or insurance information, and here, I'll put mine in your phone. That doesn't even make sense.
But like, he still has this kid's phone?
Right. Like, they didn't trade back, so he had the wrong phone. So I guess then he didn't have a number to be able to contact Stevie.
I don't know.
That's what I'm guessing.
I don't know.
So yeah, he has the wrong phone.
Yeah, it almost seems like, oh, you don't have proof of insurance. I guess I don't. You must really love your phone as much as I do. Let's trade our phones and we'll trade them back after we get insurance figured. Makes zero sense.
It sounds really dumb.
It sounds really dumb and fake and made up, and Stevie buys it.
Yeah. The whole thing didn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also a little bit confused about when David comes back.
Oh, they have fantasy.
Kind of like, oh, right. Yes,
and
exactly.
And Stevie can play old dirty bastard.
Yes. Yeah, and then he kind of like realizes that that's a mirror. He kind of like sizes
right.
up.
Oh
a
gosh, somebody's here. He's right. arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with his big lie. And it's he gets introduced as Dana, or he introduces himself as Dana.
Yes. Why?
I guess because he.
Like, why not? Like, I guess I brought a friend of mine here.
Right. Yeah, but I guess he didn't even want to do that. Like, maybe he just wanted to be separate from them so they could go do their thing and it wouldn't be like an awkward third wheel kind of situation, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it could even just be like, I just happen to be here.
Right. Yeah.
You don't need a fake name and pretend that he owns the hotel
or the motel. He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. He says
he runs the place or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. But he,
it's very strange. But also because
he said he's just doing karaoke at the hotel and stuff.
I also think that it's because it doesn't really come to anything. It's just so David can, you know, joke around. It's just because it's funny to hear him.
Well, David's also
says
a little bit drunk too. So
right, yes.
I mean, maybe that's another reason. He's
I'm
had
just
one
saying,
too many polar bear shots.
If this lie was never, if it never came out this episode, and then eventually Amir sees him and he's like, Dana, what are you doing around here?
Right.
Like, that would be a more interesting payoff than I think what happens a few scenes from now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just, you know, I don't even know what he says.
Well, Stevie's just like, all right, I'm just going to settle up my tab.
Right.
I'll meet you outside.
Oh, yeah. Settle up my tab.
And
right.
I think she's kind of like, why don't you just come with us? Like, why are we doing
right,
this? You
exactly.
should come along. And he's like, no, I'm exhausted after my set. And then, of course, like, as she's like, all right, fine. Like, and she kind of walks away. He's like, keep the mics hot. I'm coming in.
Right.
So he's having fun.
Oh, he's having a great time.
Yeah
why would
he
want to go to dinner? That's terrible.
Go to dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even say, I'm exhausted. He says, I'm going to be exhausted after my set, which I think is really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's about to jump in and sing a little bit more.
Yeah, jump back in.
Right.
A little more Mariah.
So let's go back to the dehumidifier
that's
raging
drowning
right
out
now.
Everybody's conversations. Yes.
And like I said, Moira's kind of slipping back into her old lifestyle or like she's just a bit aloof of all this. And, you know, Johnny brings up these money problems.
All the issues. The water heater. Then there was the plumbing issue.
Yeah.
And they need a water softener.
Right.
So, yeah. He's
and she kind
just
of
seeing like, dollar signs.
Yeah. It's very interesting how this interaction goes because she even says, like, I have our future in my sights. Like,
right.
You know,
our future beyond this town.
Right.
She
exactly.
says.
And
like,
she's
the
like,
dress is for the family.
Exactly. Yeah. Because she even says, I feel like I'm the only member of this family that is kind of seeing us out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone else is comfortably settling in at
this
point.
Yeah. And I get it. And I think it's really nice, too, because it's not like Johnny has to scold her or sit her down and have some sort of conversation. He kind of just lets her have this moment at the end.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go back to, I don't know, tinkering with a hot water heater or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And just kind of lets this go and lets, I guess, her figure it out on her own or come to this realization on her own.
Yeah.
Which she does, which is nice to see that.
Because
we don't leave her with this like, oh, this thoughtful, like, looking off or staring after Johnny like, he might be right.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice that she's able to come around.
Yeah.
So now let's go to Ted's apartment.
Yes.
Because he is still all bent out of shape about this Shannon thing.
Yeah. He wants to show Alexis texts in his phone about him dumping other girls, basically.
What is this? That is such a bizarre... I mean, I understand it. Ted is insecure. I get it. I just find it so funny how he's like, well, why don't you just check out this awesome text exchange between me and some other girl who he doesn't foresee her, I guess, scrolling down to this woman's response.
Right. And then she said, oh, and then it looks like you walked her dog for a little while. Yeah.
It's really funny. And she has a nice, like, heart to heart, like,
yeah, kind of like, I don't really care.
Yeah,
like
what Johnny didn't have to do to Moira, she has to do this for Ted, to be like, listen, I dated a ton of scumbags and heartbreakers and everything, but I'm with you because you're you, not because you're like any of them. You don't need to impress me by, I guess, all the ladies you saw while we were apart or something like that.
Right.
And now we see David and Tammy just belting out.
Totally. Yep. He is singing with Tammy.
I don't know what they're singing. I assume it's a Mariah Carey tune, but I don't know enough about Mariah Carey. I don't know why I'm whispering like I'm embarrassed of this, but I don't know anything about Mariah Carey songs.
Yeah.
Unless she's singing about what she wants for Christmas. Yep. I don't really.
Okay.
I'm sure I know the big ones, but I didn't recognize this. So let's talk about Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy's played by Nikki Lawrence,
okay,
who has been in Killjoys and Titans and Working Moms. Mm. She's also had larger roles in Anne with an E and is currently doing a lot of voice work on Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Aw, how cute.
Yeah, so very nice.
Yeah.
So she's up there and they're, you know, they finish their song and he's like, hold on, Tammy, I'll be just a minute. Mm-hmm. He just takes a quick break to go down because he sees that Amir and Stevie have come back from their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also a bit confusing. So Stevie has paid for David's room, but Amir is comping David.
Amir, he's thanking David / Dana.
Sure.
And he just said he took care of the room charges.
Okay.
So, that's when he's like, oh, do you want champagne and everything? Because now he's going to just
charge. Wait, sorry, say that again. What is it?
Champagne. There you can't go.
Okay.
Say it.
No, that's okay.
So he's excited to add that in and everything. Yeah. But he's like, we've got we have more songs to sing and everything.
Yeah. But it is funny because Amir does say that he's going to comp him for his room. And to which David is like, all right, more drinks. And he's like, well, just the mini bar that's in the room.
Right.
And David doesn't listen to
this. Well, I think he said, that's already gone.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny because he really is like, Tammy, do you want some champagne? Mm-hmm. And let's go. And he is right back up there.
Oh, this one, he's doing this one on his own. He asked Tammy to give him the full the full stage. And
Tammy's
he's
more than happy. Yeah, listen,
and
they're
he
fast
is
friends.
Dedicating this one to the lovers right over there, which of course is Stevie and Amir.
Yeah. I just find it so fun. Especially because we talked about the episode where he had to sing directly to Patrick and how nervous he was. And now this is David's thing, is singing.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's super fun.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the sort of wrap up, the end of this episode.
Yeah, we're back at the motel. Mm-hmm. Must be next day.
We're in the...
David's a little hungover from his 14 polar bear shots.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That is
a lot of anything. I don't know how much alcohol is in these polar bear shots.
I don't
but
know.
That's,
it's like creme de menthe.
But still, 14.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
That's a lot. All right. So, and they're all waiting in the kids' room, all of them except Moira, because she unveils her dress.
Yeah.
She walks in it. It's all like.
It's gold and pretty.
Pretty
sparkly,
is it furry,
almost feather, not furry,
feathery.
I would say
that's a way,
it's not like she's a Muppet.
All right,
she's feathery.
Although a Moira Rose Muppet, I would be totally on board.
Oh, it would be
that.
Adorable.
That would be so great.
Yeah, very cute. Yeah, and a lot of people were really, really hoping, because obviously as the show ended, or mm-hmm. Schitt's Creek won tons and tons of awards,
yeah.
and many people were really hoping that she would wear this gown.
Wow, I would
to
not.
To awards
Yeah,
events.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but okay.
Yeah, but she never fun. Did. Yeah, a lot of people were really, like, hoping that we'd see her in it, you know, at an award event, awards event or something.
I recently saw the video where they're answering almost like dating game questions mm-hmm. about each other. You've probably mm-hmm. seen it. It's yeah. probably like 8 years old. And they ask her about her favorite wig. And I was so mad. Nobody wrote the green wig. Oh. She didn't write the green wig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I do like how John, again, I'm just going to call them by their character names. Mm-hmm. Johnny's guest was the wig at Ronnie's party.
Oh, yeah.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
So she looks really great.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells them that she's going to be sending it back.
Yeah, take a mental picture
mm-hmm.
before she sends her back.
Right.
Puts it in the bag.
Well, take a mental picture before she says, now take a real
picture. Perhaps take an actual
picture. Somebody take an actual
picture. Which, of course, then she poses and, yeah.
Yeah, Alexis is giving her all these posing mm-hmm. instructions, which yeah. are very silly.
Yeah.
It's super fun. And, of course, it ends with the joke where David said, are you going to wear those shoes? And she's like, no, the shoes will come later.
Come later, as well as the jewels.
As well as the jewels.
Yeah.
So very nice. And that is how the episode
it
ends.
It is. Yes.
Wow. This is so great.
At the end of every episode, we rank our Schitt's Creek episodes from the best episode that we've seen to the least best episode that we've seen. So, Carla, if this episode were cherry blossoms, would you risk it all, risk looking like a pervert and just go by yourself? Or would you wait around until you have somebody to go with?
Hmm.
I will share our
list
or your list so you can sort of see where you are. Since you said you like this, I'm going to scroll up to at least maybe like the top half of your list. If
yeah.
you need to scroll down, go for it.
Oh, I know. I understand.
Okay.
No, I do. I like the whole cherry blossom episode. Mm-hmm. I love their conversations. I love him singing karaoke. The dress, like it's fine, whatever. So I would probably put this one as my new, let's see. I'm going to say my new number
Boy, you really like that
I don't
ass
know.
Just draw.
I know. Well, because, like, it gets hard to go back and look. Because now I'm like, oh, why is that one way down there? It should have been up high. And that one's higher. And
it's yeah. not easy. You're right.
It is not easy. Yeah, because I was, like, going to put it somewhere. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, but is it better than that one?
Well, plus it's tough because I just have the episode names, so it's tough to remember.
Well, right, sometimes
what
it's
happened.
Hard, yeah, to remember everything, because I'm right. sure there was some reason that
because, honestly,
stuck out.
I mean,
to
we
me.
Talked about this episode and the title. I could see myself a year from now looking, going, why would I put the dress
well, right,
up this
yeah.
high? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
can you start writing like a little synopsis after each
sure.
of these?
Sure, yeah,
okay.
I'll do
that.
Be She'll be scrolling for days,
right?
Just
yeah.
reading every synopsis as you go.
Yeah. I will put this as my new number. I'm going to say 25.
25. Okay.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
I could tell.
It was a tough pick.
I think you and I have very different approaches to these lists because I just look at it for a second. I'm like, I don't know there. Mm. Yeah, I agree with you pretty much completely.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You know what? Honestly, everything that takes place sort of away from the motel is what I enjoy about uh-huh. this. I certainly like what David and Stevie
yeah,
are up
to.
Yeah,
the David and Stevie magic, as always.
Exactly, yes.
It's always our fave.
Even though I know where Amir's going, he's
right.
not enough to bother me about mm-hmm. what's happening.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Shannon Alexis stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ted's, I don't know, he's a little bit annoying, but that's
okay.
Ted, it's fine. Yeah, it's just like the Johnny and Moira stuff I'm not that into,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to put this as my new number 14.
Oh.
So a lot higher than yours.
Yeah.
But boy, we're really 56 episodes.
Wow.
is what we've done so far.
Yeah.
So it is getting tougher and tougher to rank these. But that won't stop us. That won't keep us from continuing to do this.
I wish we could have done it by season.
We are going to have, Carla, we're going to have the definitive list at the end.
Definitive for who?
Everyone.
Oh.
Future generations that watch Schitt's Creek. Everyone will follow our
list. I think you're delusional, but anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead. All right. But anyway, everyone, you know, how definitive our lists are or not, we will be back again in 2 weeks when we discuss the 5th episode of season 5, Housewarming.
Yes.
So until then, everyone, have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.